than
and
you.
That, and that helps them in their integration process.
They think so.
Okay.
It isn't always so. I will ask the question this way. If you had, right now, to imagine a particular bit of information that you thought, if you discovered it, it would help you, what might that bit of information be likely to be? Just
basically,
go with your imagination.
What their purpose...
No. Listen again. I didn't ask you to ask a question. Listen again. Relax. Open up. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Take another deep breath. Let it out. Take another deep breath. Let it out. If you had to imagine a piece of information that you thought would be the kind of information that would help you integrate, what kind of information would that be? Trust your imagination here. Don't second guess yourself. Don't judge yourself. Just go along. What would you want to say that information would be? If it were the type of information that you would recognize as the type you could apply somehow in your life or have a realization of and feel more integrated. What kind of information, what bit of information, what piece of advice, what perspective, what line, what sentence, what phrase could that be? Or would it be like? Pick something. Invent something. Come on, you can do it. Are you stumped?
Yeah, basically.
Why? What's wrong with your imagination? You want me to phrase it another way? What would be the thing you would love to hear most?
I guess that there were...
You guess? What would be the thing you would love to hear most? What would be the piece of information you would most want to be true? That you feel would have the greatest impact on your integration?
That I was contacting myself from the future.
Why that in particular?
That would help me to know that it's a benevolent and...
Are you afraid that it's not? Benevolent?
No, not really.
Then why did you say that would help me to know it's benevolent? Why did you say that? If you're not afraid, why did you say that?
Okay, maybe. I guess I am afraid.
Well, thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your honesty. What are you afraid of?
Loss of control.
Loss of control. The big one. Loss of control. Do you understand that what you all experience... Are you paying attention?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
All right. Do you understand that what you all experience as loss of control is you controlling the situation so that you experience loss of control? Do you understand that paradox?
Yes, I do intellectually.
Oh, there's that separation trick again. I do intellectually. But I can't really bring myself to absolutely believe that I am controlling my experience of loss of control. Why not? Why can't you really bring yourself to absolutely accept 100% that you are in control of your experience of loss of control? Why can't you bring yourself to believe it? I'll tell you. It's because you really don't believe you are in control. Right now you don't believe you're in control. Never mind about being afraid of losing control. You don't believe you have control now. You've lost it. It's gone. Bye-bye. Haven't had it. Hasn't seen it for ages. Has had no control for most of his life.